We continue on the bottom of Tesvav Omid Beis. We left off discussing the prohibition of selling weapons to idolaters. So now, we're 9 lines up from the bottom, and we extend that conversation. Amar Rav Dimi Bar Abba, Kederach She'asar Limkor Lo'ovid Kochavim, Asar Limkor Lelistim Yisrael. Just like there's a prohibition to sell weapons to idolaters, there's also a prohibition to sell weapons to Jewish thieves. So the Gemara asks, Hey Chidami, what's the question? What's the issue here? Ida chashed the katil, if we're concerned that this Jewish thief is going to murder just like the concern of an idolater, well, pshita, haino of kachavim, that makes no difference, Jew or idolater, it's all the same. Ida lo katil, and if we're not concerned that the Jewish thief is going to murder, well, then am I low? Well, then what's the prohibition? It should be permitted to sell him weapons. The Gemara answers, La'olam deloktil. We're not concerned necessarily that he's going to murder. B'hacha b'mayaskinan b'mashmuta. We're talking about a case where you have a thief who goes stealth. De'zimnin de'avid la'atzulei nafshe. But what happens is that he's going to do it quietly, but if he gets caught, he's going to need to protect himself, and then he may end up getting violent. And as a result, we shouldn't sell any weapons to Jewish thieves. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara continues and asks the following, brings the following statement, Ein mochrin lehem treason, v'yesh omrim mochrim lehem treason. One man d'amar says, you're not allowed to sell shields to an idolater, and another one says that you are allowed to sell a shield to an idolater. Right, we just mentioned before you can't sell weapons, so now the question is, well, is a shield different than a traditional weapon? My time. So what's the reason why, according to the first opinion, you're not allowed to, the second opinion, you are allowed to sell them weapons, shields. Ilema mishum de magnu alayu. If the concern is that they protect themselves with the shield, and therefore it should be okay. Sorry, I said it backwards. My time. What's the reason why the first opinion says you're not allowed to sell them the shields? Ilema mishum de magnu alayu. If you're saying it's because of protection, and that's why we don't want to give them something to protect themselves with, well, if that's the case, ihachi afido chiti visari nami lo. Well, then we shouldn't even sell them wheat or barley, because we shouldn't want to give them anything to feed themselves, to sustain themselves. Amarav, efshar hachinami. Says Rav, you're right. If it was possible that we wouldn't need to sell them wheat and barley, then hachanami, I agree. We shouldn't. But the reality is that there's Eva, there's relationship building, that we can't, unavoidable, we have to sustain idolaters and sell them wheat and barley. But a shield, we don't want to give them extra protection, and therefore, according to the first opinion, you would not be allowed to sell it to them. Ika de Amri, there is another way to understand this. Treason, hainu taima de lo. What's the reason why you're not allowed to sell a shield to an idolater? Techishlim zinaihu kutli begavayu. It's because not only is it used as a defense mechanism, it's also used as something to take on the offensive. After their weapon dulls, they end up using the shield to bash in their head of the of their enemy. And that's why it would be prohibited to sell them shields. The Yesh Omrim, and how about the other opinion that says it's permissible? The Yesh Omrim Mochrim Lem Trisim, others say that it's permissible to sell them idolaters' shields. To Chishlim Zinayu Ma'arak Arki. Because once the weapon dulls and is no longer effective, they're not going to use the shield as a weapon, they're just going to run away. So those are the two approaches. So what's the ruling? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Halacha Ki Yesh Omrim. The halacha follows the second approach, that you are allowed to sell a shield to an idolater. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Ein Mochrin Lehem Ashashyo Shel Barzel. Even though you may be allowed to sell a shield to an idolater, you shouldn't sell them these thick pieces of iron. Why not? My taima. Mishum de chalshi minayu klei zayin, because what they can do is they can design weapons, they can meld them together and make something significant and that could cause damage. Ihachi afilu mari v'chatzini nami. Well, then even a mari v'chatzini, even other types of items that are made out of iron, you wouldn't be allowed to sell them. But it seems like we do. Amarav Zvid Beparzala Hindua. But that's talking about an Indian iron. Iron that comes from Eretz Hodu, as Rashi says. That type of iron, they're never is not designed for weaponry. They're never made to be used for weaponry, and therefore Parzla Hindua, Indian iron, is permissible to sell to an idolater. But now the Gemara asks a bigger question. But nowadays, in Talmudic times, they were selling iron to idolaters. Well, how in the world were they allowed to do it? The Gemara just got this whole discussion about the prohibition of selling weapons to idolaters. Amar Rav Ashi, leparsoi dimignu ilavan, says Rav Ashi, no, they were selling the weapons only to the Persians. The Persians were protecting the Jews at that time, and since the Persians were protecting the Jews were allowed to sell them the iron because it's essentially self-defense. And therefore Tosfos writes and adds on the top Tosfos, now we would be permitted to sell iron to idolaters because of the same reason the idolaters were protecting them. Which, bringing it down to modern times, Israel would be allowed, or is allowed, to develop different types of defense and weapons and other items and sell them to any other country, because it ends up being to their benefit, as other countries will come to their defense. So just to recap, we have two different halachos we mentioned here. Number one, there's a prohibition to sell items or weapons to a Jewish thief if the concern is that he's going to use it for murder, just like an idolater. A person is allowed to sell a shield to an idolater because we assume that they're going to run away. Ma'arik arki. And finally, even though you're not allowed to sell in general pieces of iron to idolaters, if they are going to use it to protect you, then it's certainly 100% permitted.